Over the past 2 years of Israel's war on Gaza, the majority of Gaza Strip's universities and other academic institutions have been forced to shut down due to large-scale damages inflicted on them, as well as the atmosphere of fear among the population. But here at the Islamic University of Gaza, 5,000 freshman students began receiving face-to-face education for the first time since the war has erupted in October 2023. The bombardments caused massive destruction to this key Gaza university, and only two buildings remained intact where medical students are seeking education. Dr. Saeb Alawaini is a university lecturer of cellular biology. He told Pacifica that he is happy to have resumed his job.
We managed to reach this point. We will, inshallah, do it better. And inshallah, we will continue and will avoid, inshallah, all these struggles, inshallah.
Finally, was it difficult?
I was worried about this, actually. I was worried about this, but I didn't face this. It was very easy. It was very, I mean, I'm happy. I'm actually very happy to come to the my field, science. So it's my, I mean, job. It's my life. I'm not worried about, I mean, even, you know, even if you are here in the university, you still, as I mean, as people, you will, I mean, be a little bit worried from the bombs and this to come back, because we actually didn't finish as we believe. But even though we are going to make more progress in the education, and we'll continue, inshallah.
Dr. Saeb's students are all first-year female students from different parts of the Gaza Strip. Despite daily hardships that continue, are they determined to receive an education? Dina Krasim is among them.
This is completely different. During the war, we were focused on finding food and water, on how to survive day to day. Now, attending classes in person, everything has changed. I find myself forgetting about the water shortages and other hardships. Sometimes it feels like I'm in a different world, and I can hardly believe that I'm enrolled in university again.
Other students express their readiness to study amidst current conditions. Amr Al-Zabat is an anatomy student.
Online learning is extremely difficult. You can't imagine how much effort you put in without getting the results you're hoping for. In face-to-face education, you have lecturers and other students to interact with, to ask questions and have rich, meaningful discussions. That doesn't exist in online learning, where you're only receiving information, not exchanging it. As students, we feel much more comfortable learning in person.
According to the Islamic University, the academic process is currently focused mainly on theoretical coursework. Because of a shortage of classrooms, students attend classes on a rotating schedule, coming in just two days a week, spread across the university's roughly 5,000 students. Bassam Saka is vice president of the Academic Affairs Department with the IUD.
This is the main challenge we are facing. The items are not available in the Gaza Strip, and we hope with the second phase of the ceasefire agreement, we can purchase the items we need. And now we are relying on the local market. The items and all we need for this process are very, very, very expensive. Even though we are facing this challenges, and we hope that we can succeed in the limiting case. So all the items we need for the laboratories for these specializations are missing in the market, in the local market. And we hope that in the near future, we can have these items be in Gaza.
As the second phase of the United States brokered peace plan is nearing, the population here hopes that a reconstruction process begins not only for universities, but also for their homes that have been turned into rubble. United Nations suggest that there are 50 million tons of rubble and that removing that rubble would take up to 5 years. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.